on this call with us this morning and thinking about just the last 12 months and the 2 years as we continue to face unprecedented times. On behalf of this body, Christ, we thank you for your encouragement. We thank you for your words and for your expressions and the many things that you've done show the comfort of his love. We thank you for your prayers. And we thank you for your shout-outs to others about God and what God is doing in this part of the body of Christ. And I believe that God is already in this place because his word is true. It has nothing to do with what I say or what I repeat, because his word is true. And if two or three are gathered together in his name, Christ is in the midst. So I believe protocol having been established, that Christ is already in this place. How awesome is this place? And I hope that even now our heart continues to become warm as we transition, as we transition and be transformed by renewing of our mind to know the mind of God this morning. Because everything that has been shared thus far has been in spirit of edifying us, I want to submit to each of you this morning that we are by faith strong. This morning we are by faith strong because of Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Because of Jesus, which means Jehovah is our salvation. Because of the Logos, as the beloved disciple John would write, and the word was made flesh, and the Logos was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We too have beheld his glory and know him as the Lord Jesus, who is risen from the grave and ascended unto the heavens, and now sitting at the right hand of the Father, the King of glory, hallelujah, King Jesus. He continues to show himself alive unto us with many infallible proofs through the power of the Holy Ghost that he is, even right now. Now faith. He is right now full of grace and truth. We should be able to look around, even in this moment, in this hour, and see that his grace, his truth, his mercy, and his love endure forever. And because it does, because his grace, because his truth, because his mercy, because his love endure forever, let it be quickened within our spirit that in this twilight hour, in this twilight hour, fear not. Today, we just want to leave you with this simple message as we're getting ready to come out of the old and go into the new. This simple message this morning on our way, God be willing, we should live, and he delays his return. That we celebrate a year, a new year, 2022. This simple message for each of us is fear not. It is a message that God gave to Mary and also to Joseph when they were miles apart from each other, but still connected to him during the period of their 1 year engagement and prior to their official wedding. They were not permitted to see each other. By custom and by law, Mary and Joseph were socially distancing, if you will. And while they were doing so, they were informed by the angel. Mary had an angel by the name of Gabriel who talked to her, and Joseph had an angel that talked to him whose name is not disclosed for us. But they were both informed by the angels of a pandemic, if you will, that Mary was pregnant. You know, a married woman couldn't be pregnant and it not be a pandemic, especially one who had been espoused to be married to another. And Mary, not knowing Joseph or any other man, finds herself as a virgin with this prophetic word from Gabriel that you are going to give birth to the Son of God. And I'm sure that as Gabriel is speaking to her, she's trying to figure out, well, how am I going to explain this? And I'm sure that Joseph on his end, when he gets the message about what's going on with Mary, he's trying to figure out how and I am going to explain this to the community. In the predicament of an unexpected pregnancy, the message to both of them was very clear. And it started with this. Fear not. Turn with me, if you will, to Luke 1. I want to read verses 26 through 39 and promise not to hold you longer than I already probably have at this point. And thank you for your attention. In Luke 1, verses 26 through 39, the anointed writer and physician, Dr. Luke himself, he wrote Mary's account like this. Beginning at verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in thy womb. Conceive in your womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. And behold, your cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah. Family, in the predicament of her prophesied immaculate conception, Mary, who undoubtedly is a smart young lady, Mary, who knew the science of biology, she listened to the truth of Christology that says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. I believe that needs to ring out in our spirits this morning. That's for with God. Hallelujah. Nothing shall be impossible. Just like it was not impossible in 2020 or 2021, if God allows us to do so. Once we move into the year of 2022, I believe that the Holy Spirit is sharing with us this morning again, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. And with that mindset and with that spirit, we can say to ourselves and to each other, fear not. I'm sure that all of us can appreciate the science of natural things. We can appreciate the science of medicine and the science of biology. But what God has promised, the healing that he has in store for us, the peace that he is going to bestow even more so upon us, the salvation that shall be revealed unto us in 2022 will not be bound by fact. What God has in store for us will not be bound by the limitations of science. The miracles of his power will be manifested even in the so-called predicaments and the so-called pandemics to come. Because the word, hallelujah, is Emmanuel. God is with us. And because he is with us, nothing, hallelujah, shall be impossible. Nothing, no problem, no sickness, no pandemic, no predicament, hallelujah, nothing shall be impossible. And because nothing shall be impossible, hallelujah, we should resolve it even in our minds, hallelujah, to let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart proclaim this message, so that we can be acceptable in his sight. Let this message be proclaimed. Fear not. Fear not. Family Mary, she had a choice. She had a choice between following what she knew and who she knew. She had a choice now, just like we got a choice. We can follow what we know, or we can follow who we know. If you look at Mary's life, she was born in the economic zip code of poverty. She was not of the educated class. She was not of the religious elite class. It is believed that she was an orphan. She was both motherless and fatherless. But despite her zip code, despite her education, despite her lack of economics, the message came from God through the angel Gabriel and said unto her, "Hail, you that are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Sister Ned, I'm reminded of your ABCs on Christmas that you shared with us on Wednesday night. And I'm thinking about the word Emmanuel. God is with us. And Gabriel doesn't actually say the name Emmanuel, but he captures the essence of Emmanuel when he says to Mary, "The Lord is with you." Mary, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And every person that is on this call, please hear this with me this morning. The Lord is saying to each of us, to all of us, that we are highly okay, but the Lord is with us and blessed. Hallelujah. We all, among women and men, and because God has given us this promise, hallelujah, fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Family, in my Christological mind, I can appreciate that, of course. Now, some of you may be right now perplexed, but I can appreciate that Mary was troubled by what she saw as the angel stood before her. I can get it that she was troubled in her mind by what she heard. I think we would all be like her. But thank God, hallelujah, for the angel that could speak again to her as he's speaking again to us now. Fear not. We have found favor with God. Fear not, fear not, fear not, because we have found favor with God. I want to believe, other body, that Gabriel no doubt knew that God had already declared victory in the Garden of Eden when God cursed the serpent and told the serpent, and I will put hostility between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. It shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. If you want to start thinking about biology and think about medicine and everything connected, we know that women don't have seed. That comes from a man. But the word, the gospel was spoken that I will put hostility between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. And yes, it is in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15 that we see, hallelujah, the gospel first preached of the virgin conception. The seed of the woman. Thank God for the woman. Thank God. Out of the womb. Out of the womb. Out of the room. Out of the womb. Seed of the woman, seed of the woman, that would crush the serpent's power over sin and death. And so Gabriel speaks to Mary, the gospel again, and he's speaking to us even now, that she would conceive in her womb and give birth to the Son of God, whose name would be Jesus. Jehovah is our salvation. Naturally, again, the science that she had come to rely upon created doubt and limitations in her mind. Because she asked the question, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Right now, family, I believe that the living God has spoken and is speaking in this twilight hour to the living church, a prophetic message of new births, of miracles to come. Hallelujah. And what's being spoken in this twilight hour is that the miracle of God's power is not limited by science, not limited by education, is not limited by man's knowledge, is not defined by medicine, it's not diminished by economics and finance. The miracles of God's power is not in what we know and who we know on this earth. As he said, seeing I know not a man, if you will, to give me a situation like this where I could be pregnant. Right now, we ought to be able to even conceive in our minds that there are things that God is doing that the political affiliations that we have, hallelujah, will not give us the grace that we need to move in the season of miracles. The miracles of God's power is in who loves us. It's not what you know. It's not who you know. It's who loves you. Hallelujah. For God, hallelujah, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish but have everlasting life. In resolving within her own mind that truth, I'm talking about Jesus now, that truth is more powerful than natural and biological science, Mary receives the message that with God, nothing shall be impossible. And she says this, so be it unto me according to your word. So be it unto me according to your word. That's getting your spirit. So be it unto me according to your word. Regardless of how mind-blowing the promises of God are, be it according to your word. Regardless of what the doctors say, what the nurses say, be it, Lord, according to your word. Maybe, perhaps, for some of us right now, regardless of what my retirement accounts look like, but be it unto me according to your word. Well, what does the word say? If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal the land. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and just say, be it unto me according to your word. If my people who are called by my name shall pray and just say, be it unto me according to your word. If my people who are called by my name shall seek my face and turn from their wicked ways and just say, be it unto me according to your word, Lord, then I believe God is going to hear from heaven. That's what the word says. And will forgive our sins. That's what the word says. And will heal our land. That's what the word says. We get back to the text. Dr. Luke writes that the angel Gabriel departed from Mary. And in verse 39 goes on to reflect that, and Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste. She was deliberate and intentional about what she needed to do. She needed to go to the hill. I'm going to look to the hill from whence cometh my help. Hallelujah. It comes from the Lord. I believe that Mary was so moved by the power of the Holy Spirit to know that what God had promised, he was surely able to perform. And she knew that she had to get out from where she was. Mary knew that she had to leave those who were faithless. She had to leave those who would be critically indifferent to the simple fact that God had chosen her to be the woman, the seed of the woman, and that she had to flee. She had to get out from her country and from her kindred, if you will, for where she was, the Nazareth. She had to flee her current circumstances. She had to, if you will, she had to come out from among them and to be separate from the Lord. She had to come out from those who had a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And then the Bible says, she went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Judah. I like Judah. I like Judah because Judah means praise. She went into the hill country with all immediate speed into a city of prey in this twilight hour and season of new beginnings. The Holy Spirit is sharing with me to encourage all of us to move with haste to the high ground of prey. We're looking for the high ground of prey. Like Paul, we all need to forget those things which are behind and begin reaching forward to those things which are before. We all need to press forward, lean forward, lean into it with great haste and intention and with the spirit of pray, forgetting those things which are behind and pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We should just give him praise. So fear not. Just forget. Fear not. Just reach for. Fear not. Just press forward. Just press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And as I close this morning, hallelujah, I can hear the prophet Jeremiah proclaim, "Oh Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake you shall be ashamed, and they that depart from you shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise." And Jeremiah goes on to write this. He says, "Behold, they say unto me," the naysayers, the haters, hallelujah, the doubters, "Behold, they say unto me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. Let it come now." When the doubters come, I'm talking to everybody who's on this call, when the doubters come, fear not, and say in the atmosphere, "Let the word of Jehovah, let it come now." When the money is looking funny, fear not, and speak into the atmosphere, "Let the word of the Lord, let it come now." When your children, when your family members, when your friends, when your co-workers seem to be falling astray and falling away from God, fear not. Speak unto the mountains and the circumstances of life. Let the word of Jehovah, let it come now. Fear not, family. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Let it be according to your word. Fear not, for greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. Fear not, because there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has torment. They that fear are not made perfect in love. And I said before, and it bears repeating now, if it ain't love, it ain't God. God is love. And so today, a simple message for those who have an ear to hear: fear not, because we love him. Because he first loved us. Amen.